Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on trimradio.com. And I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of stuff going on, and I think everybody spent some money here. Was it Saturday? Remember Valentine's Day? We're going to take a look at some of the things that people spent their money on, maybe. Okay? But hey, welcome to the Trim Radio Network right here. And I'll tell you what, I'm tongue-tied. Believe it or not, I'll tell you what, there's been so much stuff going on. And money-wise, have you noticed that it's getting more expensive out there? Especially when you take somebody to dinner at a nice restaurant. Well, we'll be getting into that here in just a minute. But, you know, we always have to talk about the guys that support the show. And we have to do that. So with that, let's just get right on with it here. You know, we always do shout outs for the show. And I've got to give a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network or the trimradio.com group, because I'll tell you what. Fantastic group of people, and I'll tell you, I've worked with these guys for quite a while. They're fantastic. Michael Bejas is the founder and CEO for the Trim Radio Network or the trimradio.com group. Also, Rascal Stefan is the chief operating officer, and he's responsible for the day-to-day operational management of the network, and he ensures quality and efficiency. Also, then there's me. I guess I'm the chief relationship officer, and I still haven't been able to figure that one out. Maybe that's a title without a responsibility. I don't know. Hopefully, I make everybody happy. Then we have Victoria Smith, and she is the chief marketing officer, and she has her own show, like all of us do, on the Trim Radio Network. But Victoria does hers on, I believe it's Thursday, and she is very good at marketing. And she's responsible for all the marketing activities, the brand development and audience growth and creator acquisition strategies for the network. Also, she's fantastic. So if your group or your company or your club or your fraternity or sorority, even university, needs some marketing advice, get a hold of Victoria Smith. She's fantastic. Now, hey, let's say you want to get a hold of any of us. All you have to do is click this red button over here on the right-hand side. And if you click on that, this screen will come up and say, how may we help you today? And you put in your name, your phone number, and there's a section that says, I want to know more about maybe doing your own show, maybe donating, maybe advertising, maybe contacting Victoria for extra business advice. Put that down there. Give them your cell phone number, too. And then all you have to do once you do that is go ahead and send the message. Just click on the blue bar at the bottom and send your message. What happens? Well, somebody will get back in touch with you very quickly. So if you want to be a part of the Trim Radio group, all you have to do is just contact us. And we have that little dot on every page. Now, gee, what are the shows that we have? Well, we've got Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we're generally live until I get into concert season. And then I have 4 or 5, maybe 6 concerts to play. And we'll have encore editions, like Rush Limbaugh used to say. Encore editions are reruns, but we will have those posted. And I'll tell you in advance when we're going to have to do that. Then there's Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. He's on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And then there's My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And that's on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And that's always going to be live. And I have different guests on. And so what I end up doing is interviewing different guests, as well as, you know, we may have comedy things on, maybe Southern women. I've got a really good one about Emma. You have to check her out. And a lot of different things going on in my world. And hopefully your world goes along a lot better than mine. I'll tell you, been very busy. And then we have the Natural Marketer podcast with Victoria Smith. Check her out. It's Thursdays. We have Offsides College Football Top 25. The Positude podcast is out there. And that's on Fridays at 8 p.m. Then we have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. That's on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Then we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. And that's at 1:30. Then we've got the Red Pill Reality Show with Rascala Stefan. And I'll tell you what, he's on from 9 until midnight. And he has different guests on at different times. He has a really good show. I've been on it before. It's a good show. Check it out. Okay. You see three blanks here? Well, we've got Revelation with Peter Kling. It's going to be one of them. And his show will be shown. Also, we have Let's Talk About It with Dora. But if you want to put your show here, all you have to do is let us know. Hit that red button. Tell us, hey, I want to do my own show. What do I need to do? I'm interested. Okay. Just let us know. That's all you have to do. And when we start talking about different things, about the partnership and everything, you know, we use Casto, StreamYard, Rumble, YouTube, Printful, and Castos again. I'll tell you what, that's some of the neatest stuff that we do. But you know what? To keep us going here, oh, yeah, I got to tell you about the vaults. We have the live streams, and we also have the vaults. And in the vault would be the past editions of the shows. And if you check on our Facebook pages, and especially mine for Money and Change, I will have tonight's show posted there. And it's easy to join. Just let us know. So the same thing with my world. But all you have to do is to shop, okay? Buy the merchandise. And you say, what merchandise do you have? Well, we've got T-shirts. We've got hats. We've got mugs. We've got the Money and Change show short sleeve T-shirts. We've got the Money and Change travel mug with handles. The handles are good. Money and Change white mug. And then we've also got the Offsides College Football Top 25 Premium Piquet Polo shirts. And the Offsides College Football Top 25 TV or top 25 unisex garments, T-shirts. And we also have other things too, like shirts for kids, more mugs. We've got a round mouse pad, and we've got the dad's hat. We've got the beanies. It's still cold outside. And then we also have the Trim Creator Studio rubber case for AirPods. You supply the AirPods and buy the case from us. It'll protect them. Okay. And that's all you have to do. And all the money that we get from all of this goes into paying for airtime, because airtime is not cheap. So we have to pay for airtime, and none of us get paid to do these shows. We want to help people. That's the big thing. And if I can help 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 100, I don't care. If I can help people save money, learn more about money, or just have fun on my world, that's my gift, okay? And I enjoy it. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, there I am. Oh, you know, people always say, where'd you go to school? A bunch. I went all over the place. And this is my own personal page. But when we get to, oh no, what's going on here? Hey, I don't need, I don't need music. This thing likes to advance. Well, here we have our money and change page. And that's artificial intelligence. Not that I don't have intelligence, but that's the trimradio.com financial report. And I basically had a picture and I said, this is what we're doing, and hit a button and boom, guess what? It shows me and the mug and all the data in the background. It's a good thing. Well, anyhow, if you go to our page in Facebook, the Money and Change page, I list everything that we're going to talk about and I give links. And all you have to do is click on those links and you'll find out about what we're talking about, the data. And all you have to do is say, hey, I forget. Let's go back to the page and we'll pull up the show. And I want to get more information on Bitcoin or more couples ditching joint bank accounts or credit score loopholes banks hope you miss. Okay. And other videos that are there. There was one that I just posted, how to spot identity theft, and I didn't hit that button. So now it's posted. And, you know, everything that we do, and I'll tell you what, that'll be the header for the week. And then next Sunday, I will have a new header with all of the things that were covered. Now, let's say you want to go back a couple of weeks. That's fine. You know, we're talking about emergency communications. I have videos on that. Bank rules. My mug again. Prepper Princess, Amber Stork. The two critical food preps everybody should have. Okay, and I talk postings that Glenn Beck had. Shanghai Futures. All kinds of things. And so just check our page out. Okay. Hopefully it'll help you save some money, keep in touch with the show, and a lot of other good stuff. Okay. And you want to check it out weekly. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. You know, we had something called Valentine's Day. How much did you spend for your sweetie? Or how much did she spend on you? I did some research on that. And men consistently outspend women on Valentine's Day, often spending nearly double, with the highest expenditures coming from adults aged 35 to 44, and those with children. Now, New York City frequently tops the U.S. cities in total spending. Well, why? Well, they have luxury places to go and do. Generally, they make more in New York City than a lot of places, but living is also expensive in New York City. And when you take a look at the top city, New York is there. Okay. When you start talking about Cincinnati, Ohio, no, it could be expensive depending on where you go in Cincinnati or Cleveland or Columbus, but generally it's not anything like New York. And a lot of times people like to spend money on jewelry. Or if you're like regular people like me, basically, we go out to eat. Food is good. I only go to good places. And that's what happens. You know, the higher income households and married engaged couples and parents of kids under 18 are the higher than average spending people, okay? And some people, you know, they're single and they've been single quite a while and they say, I'm just going to spend the money on myself. And so they treat themselves out to a really good dinner. But how much did you spend for Valentine's Day? Did you go to Dollar Tree and get the dollar and a quarter card? Or did you go to maybe Hallmark and get a very expensive Valentine's Day card? Did you go out and buy candy? You know, I was told a couple of days ago, candy prices were really high and a pound of candy from a specialty store was like $30 a pound. And I'm like, holy cow, that gets expensive. And then you take a look at other people that say, well, you know, hey, I went to Walmart. I spent $6 on a small box of candy, and I've got a card for maybe $5. And then I took her out to eat in an expensive restaurant. And that was good. So I got by with maybe $100. Maybe that's all you could afford. Maybe that might be your fun and games for a month. You don't know. But Valentine's Day is there. And one thing I picked up on, there were, I guess, 4 Valentines. And 3 out of 4 got beheaded. That was kind of strange. Maybe they didn't pay enough. But anyhow, what did you spend for Valentine's Day? Well, here's some more things on the spending. You know, your average budget was, what they're saying at Google, was $199.78 per shopper in 2026. And it was up from $188.81 in 2025. The market size was a record $29.1 billion. And the income impact, households earning $100,000 plus spend over $275 on average. I don't know about you, but I don't make $100,000. A lot of people don't make even $100,000. And sometimes both the man and the woman have to work maybe a couple of extra jobs just to get there. And the one thing they had, self-gifting, treating oneself, is on the rise. A lot of people aren't getting married like they used to. Maybe they were workaholics like me. Because that's what I did. I worked and worked and worked and worked. And I really got into my work, so I didn't really have any family or kids. I have friends, and friends are always good. So hopefully you survived Valentine's Day. And we won't talk about Valentine's Day again for another year. How's that? Wow. I saw this in Zero Hedge, the state of love in America. It's not looking good. And they were saying that dating and relationships in the U.S. have changed dramatically in the past decade. And once heralded as a vast clearinghouse of unlimited hookups and endless partner options, online dating apps have all but imploded compared to their peak from 2016 to 2021. And high traffic apps like Bumble, I've never heard of that one, have lost 90% of their market value. Tinder has lost 40%. I've never heard of Tinder either. Match group apps have lost 50% of their engagements since 2019. So the word on the street is the apps are cancer and no one is serious about dating actually uses them. Why? Female hypergamy is the clear culprit, and the fantasy that the grass is always greener on the other man's lawn is probably there. And data from match apps indicate that the average woman will only swipe right on 6% of all the men in that category. Oh, yeah. You know, a little story about when I was in Florida vacationing, and I was in Clearwater Beach at the northern part of the beach. And I walked the beach on my own, and I'm just chilling out. And I saw somebody way ahead of me that looked like Bo Derek, complete with the braided hair and everything and the bikini and so forth. And she went to Caldese Point, which is a state park. And she turned around and came back, and she started coming towards me. I thought, oh, wow, this is going to be neat. And the closer she got, the more wrinkles she had. I think she was like 98 and walking the beach. Well, anyhow, what does that have to do about spending money and saving money? Well, vacations are expensive. I can tell you that. I'm due for one. I haven't had one in quite a while. I'm due for Florida. I can just sense it. I can just sense being on the beach, chilling out, Maybe I can do a remote from the beach. You never know. Hey, speaking of money, you thought we'd never get there. Let's talk about the fastest rising incomes. What are the states with the fastest rising incomes from 2019 to 2024? Well, here they are. And I'll tell you what, you take a look at this. I live in Ohio, and our incomes are up 25%. Well, I don't know about retirement incomes, but the incomes are up 25%. Montana's up 36%. Washington's 18%. It's very expensive to live in Washington and Oregon and California. Texas, hey, they're up 21%. You look at Georgia, 43%. Why? There are a lot of businesses that are moving into Georgia from the north. You have Mississippi and Louisiana, and the U.S. overall is up 22%. You look at Maine, hey, that's 36%. So you can take a look at the incomes here, fastest rising incomes. Is that due to inflation? You know, inflation increases and so do incomes. And have we really gained anything? That's what worries me. Well, if you take a look at the U.S. debt clock overall, we're at $38,691,529,000,000 and climbing. So what does that mean for all of us? The debt per citizen is $112,774. $112,774. And the debt per taxpayer is $355,350 per taxpayer. Yeah. And the reason why we have it is because the government overspends. They spend like drunken sailors because they don't know when to quit. Drunken sailors, on the other hand, do because they don't have any more money. And I guess anymore, they don't really go out and get drunk, okay? Sailors are pretty reasonable people, especially on the money they make, because they really have to watch it. But politicians like to spend money. One thing that they've added here is tariff revenue. And that's at, $373,995,000,000 and climbing. And the revenue that we're getting back is $3,247 per taxpayer. So at least we're getting a little bit more money back with the tariffs that we're charging on goods coming into the country. And one thing I found interesting is that people are saying, well, the dollar was high and we couldn't spend a lot of money on stuff. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. If the dollar has raised up in value, that makes our goods more expensive and people don't want to buy from us because they're looking for the best possible price. And right now the dollar is down, and that's a good thing because now foreign places can buy more of our goods. And that helps us in the long run. Different ways of looking at things. Anyhow, you can take a look at the U.S. debt clock. You can check out your state, what your state's doing. You can check out a lot of data. And it's real-time data. So check that out. Talking about banks, somebody was telling me the other day about the failed bank list. And I'm like, yeah, there is such a list, and it's with the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And they said, well, how many banks are on it? Well, I said, let's just go to that page. We'll just talk about bank failures. If you go to the FDIC.gov page/bank failures, it'll give a description or a summary about bank failures in brief. And it'll be a summary of each bank failure from 2001 to present. So if we click on that page, and it comes up, here's the summary. It'll show you that between 2008 and 2012, we had some bank failures. And then you take a look in 2023, yeah, we had a bank failure there. Not as many. It tells you the numbers and the dollars involved. But that's a brief summary. Now, if you really want to get into it, and you go to their main page, you can go and talk about the leadership of the FDIC, what's going on, and so forth. It's there, okay? And the resources, you can take a look at the resources, you can take a look at the analysis, you can take a look at the news about the FDIC. And actually, you know, when I started looking for this and started finding out about failures, the bank failed list, we only have one bank that's failed so far. And so you click on that, and the only bank has been Metropolitan Capital Bank and Trust in Chicago. And there's the certification number. And who bought them? First Independence Bank. And that was on January 30th of 2026. And that was the fund number that was there. The last bank was in June 27th of 2025, and that was the Santa Ana National Bank. So if you want to check on your bank to see if it failed, there's where you do it, okay? It's very easy to do. And it tells when a bank fails, what happens? Is my account fully insured? Yeah, your account is fully insured up to $250,000. So, you know, you can check that out, and you can check on unclaimed funds and bank failures and assistance data. Okay, a lot of things there for you to check. And so if you want to check on bank failures, that's where you check. Okay, FDIC.gov. Well, you take a look at a lot of different things. And while looking poor is crucial for a comfy retirement in America, how fake social status could be ruining your finances. Why do you always have to have the new car? Why do you always have to have the fancy suits? Why do you always have to waste your money? Prepper Princess, on her videos on YouTube, she says, live beneath your means. There's no reason to spend all of your money. Save it and start saving early. So if you've just graduated from college and you get your first job, yeah, money's going to be tight, but start building up your savings. And like I tell people, pay down your debt. Get out of debt as soon as you can. Put some money aside because you're going to need an emergency fund. So whether or not it's $50 a week, $100 a week, $50 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever it is, put it in that emergency account and don't touch it unless you have an absolute emergency. You know, you might need new tires on the car. You might need a transmission. You might need some dental work done. A lot of other things, okay? So you build up that emergency fund. And then you buy some long-term food, canned goods, canned meats. I always tell people about Keystone Meats because they're really some of the best. And you start building up your canned goods. Why? Because let's say something happens and you're out of work for 6 months. Do you have 6 months worth of food? You know, the food banks are awful busy because other people are going to the food banks and getting food. So you want to pay down that debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food. Canned goods are good. Freeze-dried's good if you want to do that. MREs, but you know where I'm going. Be able to purify and store water, at least 3 gallons per person per day. Make sure you can do that. And all you have to do is just be smart about it. And if you need special water, then you're saying, well, all water is special. No, it isn't. There are some that's hydrogenated water, which for some people, they need that. Some has to be desalinized, demineralized water. They need that. A lot of things to consider, but you get that water. You get a first aid kit, a very good first aid kit, not the type that you get at Walmart with 3,000 bandages and only one item of, well, whatever that one item is that you might need a bunch of. And then you take a look at other things. Do you have blue tarps for your roof in case you get a roof leak? Or you need to make a tent? You can do that out of blue tarps. Do you need to cover your car from bird droppings? I'll just put it that way. Yeah, blue tarps, they work wonders. Do you have the right food, or do you have the right food for your living? Do you have the right clothing for the season you're in? Do you have enough batteries? That's why I'm saying be financially prepared. And do that over a period of time. Well, anyhow, a lot of people are saying, okay, hey, you're saying live beneath your means. Okay, so how do you want to do it? How can I do it? Well, I have a list of things here, okay? And you can take a look at this. It's posted on our Facebook page. Being scared in retirement costs you money, time, and memories. Overcome that fear and start enjoying your life in 2026. It's there on MoneyWise. Okay. Also, a lot of things that I've done, like showing off, puts you at risk. You don't need a fancy car. You know, you don't need a lot of jewelry. Because anymore, a lot of people get robbed, and you don't want to be able to do that. And some people like to pour a lot of money into their homes. And that's fine if you do, but do it wisely, okay? Be financially modest in retirement. A lot of things you need to do, and it's right here. It's also listed on our page, okay? Wow, what else is going on? Well, 6 proactive ways to protect yourself from identity theft. You know, anybody, anytime, there are a lot of people that are getting taken with identity theft. And suddenly you might get a bill from out of the blue and you owe $5,000. I didn't buy anything for $5,000. Well, it says you owe it. It was charged to your account. Oh, gee, I haven't looked at my Visa account or my special card account for several months because I haven't spent any money on it. Well, it says here that you have a $5,000 charge. You're responsible for it. Well, I didn't do it. Well, you should have reported it as soon as you got your bill. Well, there was no need to. I didn't spend any money. Always check your bills when they come in, especially on the credit card bills. You can contest it. And, you know, if you didn't buy anything, then if you contact them right away, they're not going to more than likely charge you. You never know, but generally that's it. But to protect yourself from identity theft that's going on anymore, hey, it's out there. And Danny Caron, K-A-R-O-N, he's an attorney and founder of Your Lovable Lawyer, brought up some points. And I think we'll do that. We'll talk about those here. Strengthen passwords and logins. You know, and sometimes they say, you know, change your password every 6 months or 5 months or 3 months, whatever. And then you forget the password. You know, there has to be a better way. Well, he's saying use complex alphanumeric passwords and change your chosen password if a site says it's weak. And don't reuse the same password across multiple sites. Otherwise, thieves will crack it and they'll have access to everything. Second thing he says, turn on two-factor authentication, which is what he calls the 2FA. And on your financial accounts, you may feel it's annoying, but it's worth it. And that can be the single line of defense. In other words, you put in your password and then it says, okay, we're going to send you a code. And when you get the code, then type it in and we'll verify it that you got it and you're on our sites. I know it's a pain. I have to put up with it with some of my accounts, but that's the way it is. Don't auto-save passwords in browsers. Sometimes browsers will automatically save your passwords. Don't do it, okay? Auto-populating passwords can make it easier for scammers. Update security software and systems regularly. I would say once a week, not once a month, but once a week, update your security software and do your malware searches once a week. I don't care what type of thing that you use. If you go ahead and you click, for example, on the blue box down here at the bottom, and you click on settings, and then you can go up here to the search. You can type in MRT, and I'll do that, MRT. It'll say, what are you looking for? MRT is malware removal tool. And it should come up. Oops, there it is. We'll say yes. Takes a while to load, but here it is. All you have to do is just go ahead and click on it, on next. And then your quick scan, full scanner, customized scan, click next. And I'm going to cancel on it because it's going to take forever. Okay, it will. Yes, I'm going to quit. Now, so you want to do that. I don't know why I went back to there, but that's what you want to be able to do with your accounts. And if you want to take a look at other things, there are other things, if I hit the right numbers. Yeah. Senior debt's growing problem, AARP, check that out. Let's see here. Oh, there we go. Don't auto-save passwords on browsers. Update your security. 5, be careful with personal information. Avoid giving out personal or financial information if someone asks via email, text, phone calls, or social media. If somebody calls you and say, hey, there's been a breach on your account and we need your social security number, no, hang up. If they say they're from a certain monitoring group and you don't even know them, hang up. If you think it's a scam, it probably is. And anymore, we get a lot of scams. Proactively freeze your credit. If you don't plan on applying for a loan or credit card anytime soon, freeze your credit. With all three bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And then what happens? They find out that your credit is locked. It causes a problem for you because you're going to have to basically verify that, yes, you bought that item. But, you know, check into it. Hey, a lot of people ask me, they say, you always talk about the University of Findlay. Well, yeah, because it's a good school, www.findlay. But I also can talk about Xavier University because that's where I went to graduate school, and that's located in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'll tell you what, it's a nice school, nice campus, great town for sports. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. It really is. The School of Business is a very good school, School for Administration, School for Education. They're going to have a new osteopath medical school that's being built right now. And that's going to be on campus. It's a good school. I mean, you really want to check them out. That's Xavier University, okay? Xavier.edu. And if you like basketball, they have very good basketball there too. The only thing they don't have is football. For that, you have to go across town in Cincinnati and go to the University of Cincinnati. And that's a good school too. But I'm partial to Xavier. I love that campus. I love the professors that I had. Very, very smart people. Very good program. So check them out at Xavier.edu. Wow, what else is going on? As demand grows, U.S. nuclear energy industry faces a looming crunch on reactor fuel supply. Not only that, with this energy crisis that's going on, you also have the thing with the data centers, and everybody wants to get into artificial intelligence. Well, when you take a look at everything, you only have so much power that's available. And then you have to generate on diesel or nuclear. And you have to expand that. And with all these artificial intelligence centers being built, it's going to be a drain on the power supply and the power system that we have. Somebody was even talking about taking used nuclear submarine nuclear engines out and putting them, using them in power generation. I don't know if I'd want to do that, because if the lifespan is 20 years, I don't think I want to stretch it more than that, even though they could probably do the job. Wow. California Democrats trigger reverse gold rush with wealth tax. You know, I think Jonathan Turley, great guy. I've listened to a lot of his videos. But, you know, when he talks about a wealth tax, that's not good, because that forces people to leave. And that's one of the reasons why California, people that are making a lot of money are leaving. They're going to Texas and elsewhere, Arizona. You know, they're leaving. And so when they do that, then your tax base whittles down to a lot less. And so then you have to tax more. It's either that or reduce your taxation to get people back into the state. It's simple economics. If you overtax people, they're going to leave and they're going to go someplace else. And that's why people in New York and New Jersey move to Florida. That's why people from California are moving to Texas. So that's what's going on there. But Jonathan Turley brings it out, and he said, this month, the anniversary of the California gold rush came and passed with little mention, for good reason, when James W. Marshall found gold at Sutter's Mill. Millions traveled great distances to seek a fortune. Now, 178 years later, California has engineered an inverse gold rush, virtually chasing wealth from the state rather than covered wagons going west. There are a line of U-Hauls going anywhere other than California. Case in point, I knew a person that was an accountant in California, had a very good business, and she left California and came to Ohio. Matter of fact, I think she lives about five blocks from me. Bought a beautiful house. Because she sold her house in California, and it was worth, in that location, several million dollars. She took the money from there and brought that California money into Ohio and paid cash for her house. Really nice house, too. And I'll tell you what, she's semi-retired, and the taxes here are a lot less than California, a lot less. Okay. And so that's what people are doing. They're leaving California to go outside the state. And so what does California do? They start taxing people that are still living there. Something's not right. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, Venezuelan oil. There was an article that happened in Zero Hedge, and it was talking about the Venezuela oil revenue projected to hit $5 billion under U.S. control. Well, it seems like the U.S. companies that lost the business in the first place want to go back in, and they can regenerate enough money in the sale of oil to basically turn that country around, because under communism, it didn't work. So hopefully the U.S. companies can come in and over a couple of years, turn the business around, and they can start making some money and raise the quality of life for people in Venezuela. And hopefully that works. And here's the article, and you can see it, oilprice.com. It'll be in our Facebook page, okay? What else is going on? Oh, Bitcoin. Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to talk about Bitcoin. Oh, Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Well, listen to this.
These people here today who are like Bitcoin maximalists, who have all these lofty ideals about Bitcoin is the future of currency and assets, and I'm going to hold it and give it to my grandkids, and maybe you have the same view. But like, is it also just something people buy because they think it's a lottery ticket? And at some point, it's going to make them rich.
Of course. I think it's nuanced. So there's a huge bifurcation in, I think, the Bitcoin holder community. As you said, there's still the adamant crypto whale early investors who bought it for libertarian values and to, you know, exit the system. I think a lot of those people have become disillusioned and were the ones who probably caused the sell-off. Some of those early billionaires' net worth increased so much. They saw Donald Trump talking about it and cheering for BlackRock and JP Morgan, and they said, this isn't what I signed up for, and they left. So I think there's less of those people actually than there were before. But to be honest, even if you're one of those people and that's the reason you got into it, there's no way you get to global reserve asset without going through Wall Street and institutions and the government. So I think there's an inevitable part of the path, even if you're the most ardent believer in what Bitcoin can be and that the current financial system is corrupt. I think I just have a much more measured take on it. The reality is 90%+ of people who are going to want to buy this are going to view it as any other asset in their portfolio. And why do people buy stocks, really?
Right.
They buy it because one day they believe the value will be higher and they'll be able to benefit from that. Maybe they buy it because, you know, they're frustrated that their dollars aren't earning money and they believe it's ahead. But at the end of the day, for most people, it's going to be just another asset in your portfolio that you hope gets you ahead in the future. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think everybody can, you know, take the orange pill and become a Bitcoin maximalist.
I talked to these people here today who are like Bitcoin maximalists. Why all these?
Yeah, Bitcoin. You know, I always tell people with Bitcoin, if you can't hold it in your hand, you can't see it, you can't feel it, then why have it? And you notice Bitcoin was up over $100,000, I think, a couple months ago. And now it's down to about $62,000 to $67,000. And the people that sold it when it got up to $100,000, yeah, they made some money on it. And then when it dropped to $67,000, that's quite a jump, isn't it? People sold off and the value of it dropped. And now you were hoping for maybe something at $90,000 or $100,000 for Bitcoin, and the bottom dropped out of it. If you can't afford to play the game, don't play the game. Make sure that if you're going to play any game with currencies, make sure that you're using things like gold, silver, platinum, because precious metals are a hedge against calamity. And I've talked about that for probably 10-12 years. But you have to have everything paid off and that extra money put into silver. I know when I bought silver years and years and years ago, it was $15.62 for one silver eagle. And it has been as high as 90 some dollars. Now, I don't know that I've got the current on it right now or not. Let's see here. Gold right now is at 5,000, $47. It dropped about 0.26%, about $13.20 as we were talking. Silver is $77.53, and it dropped 57 cents. Platinum, it dropped $3.40. It's at $2,081, according to APMEX, okay? So if you're going to go ahead and invest in precious metals, by all means, go ahead and do it. Just make sure that you don't have any other debt. Make sure you have a secure place to store things. And you have to do that. Well, in summarizing everything, guys, I don't care if you buy from APMEX, silver.com, or any other. Okay? Do your research. Make sure you have a good, firm source, a good reputable source. There's one thing that I can't really talk that much about, but I have something here on the biggest tax mistake married people can make. It is a 23-minute video. We don't have time to do it, but I went ahead and posted it on our Facebook page. And what I need for you to do is go back and take a look at it, because taxes are coming up. And I'm starting to put all of my stuff together to give to the accountant, because I let them handle that. I don't make that much money, but I let an accountant handle it because I don't want to mess it up and pay penalties. Okay. So with that, that's all I've got to say for this week. But if you really want to do your own show, I'm going to tell you what, you come back and you take a look at the Trim Radio Network, and you want to do your own show, contact us. Hit that red button over there and create your own show and get with Victoria Smith, and she will show you how you can do your own show. And with that, guys, that's really all I've got this week. And hopefully you had a really good time on Valentine's Day. And with that, I'm going to say, you know, we're going to have to get out of here. So with that, I hope you have a good week, and we'll talk to you Wednesday with My World. See ya.